This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So we're back again. And, you know, a couple shows ago, I mentioned a gentleman who works for Ecola, and his name is Andrew. And I told you, listeners, that I was going to have Andrew on the show. And today, I happen to have Andrew on the show. So welcome.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to be here. I'm going to give you a little story, listeners, about something, you know, I always try to bring stories in because stories kind of help with the direction in which we're going on the show. And my show, I always have a reword on the show. And our reword today is redirect. And you're going to understand why this is the chosen word of the day. And I don't know. Let's think together, okay? In your life, have you ever redirected your path? Has the Lord ever guided you in another direction? And I have a little story that I want to tell. And the story is this. I bought a car. And this car has a different navigation system in it. And I don't know if you know how to use your navigation system. It takes a little while. You have to get acquainted. And, you know, not all navigation systems are the same, are they? They all have their own criteria in which you put the information in. The one I have now does it a lot different than the one that I had before. Before, I would put the number, street number in, and the street name, and then I would put the city if I needed it, if it didn't pop up something. But now the way it is it's kind of backwards. And so I'm like, what? You know, it's asking me for things in a different order. It asks me for the city first, then it asks me for the street, and then it asks me their house number. And I'm thinking, well, why is it doing it like that? It just seems odd to me. But you know, the interesting thing is that it's actually more efficient. And so what's a story to be told with that? It's not always the way we're doing it is the best way, right? I mean, that's the lesson I learned just from my navigation system. It's amazing that a navigation system can teach you a lesson. But that's not the only lesson that this navigation system taught me. I get frustrated. I get frustrated because I want things to work. I'm in a hurry all the time, and I just want things to work, and I just want things to be simple for me. Just keep it simple, sister. That's what I want. All right. So with that being said, I punched the things in and I did it the way it was wanting me to do. It wasn't the way I wanted it. It was the way it wanted it. And I figured that out, and it did seem more efficient when I got done because it actually lessened the number of steps because it would give me the first two street numbers would be on there already. So it already kind of knew where I was going, and then I would have to put the final numbers in. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to do it. But it actually was more efficient. So I was thinking, okay, I like efficiencies. I like things to be effective. So I'm going to go with this, right? So then the car starts talking to me. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, you have this female or male, whichever you prefer, I guess, talking to you and telling you what to do. I have my own thought process on this because I used to really pride myself at being very good with maps. I don't know about you, but my daughter used to say, Mom, how did you get us out of there? I mean, how did you know which direction you were going? You're so good with direction. You're so good to know where you're going and what you're doing. And it's from years and years of navigating myself with a map. And you have this visual picture in your head of where you are, where you're going, where are the freeways and whatnot. I'm going somewhere. Just stick with me. So I was always really good at that. Now I find that I have to punch this address in and I'm relying on this voice from my car or from my phone to tell me to turn left, turn right, do a legal U-turn. I think that's funny, you know, to get where I'm going. And I'm not relying on where I am and am I going north, south, where's the sun? I'm not relying on any of that. I'm just relying on this voice to tell me where I'm going. Now, here's the problem with that. And I'm going somewhere. The problem with that is if the navigation system is not programmed correctly, which mine wasn't, it would tell me to turn at the next light or turn at the next street, even though I knew that if I went straight, it would be a more efficient path to take. So this navigation system was directing me in a direction, and I'm thinking the direction is the direction I wanted to go. But it really wasn't. But it was going, the navigation system was going on the programming that it was pre-programmed with, which the programming was wrong. So I don't know if you're getting where I'm going with this. But sometimes in our lives, isn't this what happens? We have our own program inside our brains. We have our own thoughts of where we think we should be going. We have our experiences that we lean on. And sometimes our experiences are good experiences, sometimes they're not. But we lean on those. That it's kind of the accumulation of who we are, and it creates belief systems inside of us. And we make new decisions based on old experiences and our beliefs on why things happen the way they do and so on. So when we're thinking like this, it could be that we're on the right path and good things happen. Or it could be that we need some redirection. We need to be redirected. And who better to listen to than our Heavenly Father to ask Him for the direction that we're supposed to go? You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA. So I have Andrew on the show with me today. And even on the short drive over here, we're talking about, because I was trying to prepare him a little bit. He's not been on the radio before. And he said that, you know, 3 years ago, he probably would have been having to go to the restroom because, you know, he would have been so nervous. And now he feels a calm, and that's from the Holy Spirit, which he would tell you. But I wanted him to talk about some things, and I feel so honored, Andrew. I feel honored that I get to experience this with the listeners as far as your story. And you told me that your mother died when you were very young.
She did, yes.
Okay, so why don't we just talk about that and your, you know, that life experiences? Because the Lord put on my heart that this is supposed to be a show on redirection. And when I mentioned that to you, you smiled because you said, oh my goodness, we have so much to talk about redirection, because the Lord has redirected and you've been redirected numerous times. You know, you've been a school teacher and now you're working for a cola, and it's like, wow, you know. So let's talk a little bit about your mother, your childhood, and go from there.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Basically, I lived in a kind of Leave It to Beaver experience kind of a family. Mom and Dad were awesome. They were just pillars in the community, in the church. They both loved my sister and I very, very much and example Christ on a daily basis. And so they were my best friends. You know, I know that some people, you know, like to go out and, you know, as kids do, and hang out with their friends. But I didn't want to go too far away from home. So as I grew up, I had kind of the rocks of Mom and Dad. And Mom, she had cancer. She had breast cancer, and she had different kinds of treatments. She would go to Reno, Nevada, and get treated for that, and then come back and do the typical kind of treatments kind of thing. And I came back 4 or 5 times. And the last time she had cancer, I just felt a calling from the Lord just to kind of not go to school anymore and just kind of be her full-time nurse and kind of take care of her, and because Dad had to work and those types of things. And so it was a blessing just to kind of spend quality time with your mom. And it's tough that she did die at a young age. I think she was 48 years old. And it's kind of like you have your whole life ahead of her. She was one of the most godly women I've ever met. There wasn't anything unsaid between the two of us, and it was a blessing just to, you know, hold her hand and pray with her and kind of just walk through the last time that she had here on this earth. And by God's grace, He kept me close to Himself and just could comfort me in a way that no other person or thing could do. And it was just a huge blessing to just kind of hold her hand as she went off into paradise with Christ, and she was free of pain. Because she had cancer so many different times and it kept on coming back. And it's kind of easy to kind of question God, like, why would this happen? You know, and those types of things. But He always kept me close to Himself and gave me the kind of perspective of, hey, she isn't going to be here anymore. You can kind of wallow and kind of, you know, cry yourself to sleep and that kind of thing. But just try to have the eternal perspective that she's free of pain and that she's with Christ forever. And that was a huge turning point in my life. Was just kind of seeing her go into glory and kind of be presented with what do you do now? And by God's grace, He, as I was mentioning, kept me close to Himself, and it was a huge blessing, but also it was definitely a huge turning point and
very painful.
Definitely a redirection.
But you know, you'll see her again.
Amen.
That's awesome. Yeah. And what age were you at this time?
I was 21 years old.
21 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's a lot of kids that at 21 wouldn't make that decision to stick close. And you're not your average child as far as the sense of, you know, I think of the children now of, you know, they want to go out and play with the kids and they want to go to the parties and they want to, you know, experience everything there is to experience. And, you know, it's just a different sense that, you know, you realize that your parents were very special and very important. And it's such a nice story just to hear what you just said about, you know, the parents being your best friend and being Christians and walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Amen.
Yeah. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're tuning in right now, we're talking to Andrew Bloomfield. And I want to just say that, you know, I say that we need, and I'm not the only one that says this, but to bloom where you're planted. And the story of Andrew is going to represent that. All of us in our lives, we have choices to make every minute of every day. And I've said that so many times, but it's so, so true. And his name being Bloomfield, I'm playing on it a little bit, saying that, you know, Andrew is blooming where he's planted. And he is truly blooming. And, you know, we are called to do that. You don't have to, you know, go far to see that there's a need that needs to be filled. You know, you really don't have to look very far to see that. If you are just tuning in, though, I do want to tell you that if there's somebody that you feel could get some hope by listening to this show, if you want to share this show with someone, which it's wonderful to be able to do that now, it's readily available to you. All you need to do is remember Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. If you can remember that, that's the show, Sue Free, spelt like fries, .com. You can let them know that. And we have every single show for the last 3 years on podcast. So someone can go on there and, you know, look at the subject matter, look at the dates, look at the guests that are on and, you know, turn it on and listen at your own leisure, which is so wonderful that we have that available. We're also syndicated. This show is now syndicated. It has been for a while now, and it goes all the way to San Diego, all the way up to Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo. And so, you know, well, actually, with the internet, it goes anywhere in the world, which is amazing to me that, you know, Andrew, here we are. We don't know who's listening. We can't see them, but there are people listening. And we know through faith that God is turning people to the dial and they're finding it because there's something the Lord wants to tell them. Mm. And isn't that amazing that we can be part of that?
Yes.
It is amazing, isn't it? So when I was talking about Andrew in previous shows, I was talking about our 10-minute review, Andrew. Do you remember our 10-minute? I said, I've got to get to the KKLA show, so I only have 10 minutes with you.
I do.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, you. And I was reviewing you and asking you how you felt you fit as far as from 1 to 5, where you would rate yourself on the performances that I was measuring. And you gave yourself 5s. I don't give myself 5s, okay? I just don't, because I feel there's room for improvement. And I said this to Andrew in our 10-minute fast conversation. But, you know, he looked me in the eyes and he says, yep, I'm a 5. And he did it with such a humbleness of his spirit. And I also have his direct report staff people also rate every employee. So we have different rating going on from different people that are involved in this person's future, in their performance, and the performance of Ecola as a whole. And so those people also gave you 5s. And it's not something that we do very often. But we gave him 5s because he truly works to the best of his ability. And I asked him why. And what was your answer? Why?
It's all the Lord. You know, it's that I want to represent him well. I want to make sure that you look good because it's your company. But ultimately, I do work for you, but I work for the Lord.
Amen.
And it's all because of his
That's right.
glory.
Yeah. And you also said something else. You said that you have an issue with not wanting to what?
That's right. Yeah. Let people down.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let people down. Mm. In this day and age, there's so many people that I come in contact with. I don't know, listener. I don't know what side of the fence you're on. But there's this entitlement or this servanthood attitude. And I don't know where you are, and you can change. You know, if you ask yourself or you ask those closest to you, you know, what they feel is the one thing that you could change in your life that could make such a difference in the relationships that you have, it's a tough question. That is a tough question to ask. But when you ask the question, please do it in a spirit of really wanting to know the answer. And then once you get the answer, do something about it. Okay? Don't just listen. It's like Andrew and I were talking on the way here, and I was talking to him about a homeless person outside. And what did you say, Andrew? You said something to me. You blessed me. I don't know if you know that, but you said something. What did you say?
Well, you were so awesome because a lot of people talk, but you strive to actually back it up and actually... I love your heart that you have, you know, for this gentleman, and that he isn't beneath you, and that he's one of God's creations. And I was just blown away that many people would just kind of shuffle him off to the side, but you wanted to give him help. And
And I said that, you know, I didn't do that to get praise. I got that because I want you, listener, to understand that you don't have to look far, number one. And number two, it's not for somebody else. If you have the answer, if you have the resources to help your neighbor, to help somebody, don't wait for someone else to do it. God gave you the gifts. God gave you the resources. So don't turn away and do nothing. Do something. You know, however minor it could be, you know, if you've got a dime, give them a dime. If you've got a cookie, maybe give them a cookie. But do something. Don't just walk away and do nothing. And don't think that what you have isn't enough, because something's better than nothing. And so that's another thing that we were talking about is that don't be just words. Another thing you said, Andrew, is about the word love, not saying I love you. You know, like you love French fries.
Right.
Right.
And I do. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you said that, you know, you save those special words and you back it up with action. And that's so great. So Andrew's background, once he was 21 and going to school, you ended up, what was the career path that you had chosen?
What was teaching? You know, since a young and early age, I've always enjoyed being around youth and trying to be a positive role model and those types of things. So I went to Cal State Northridge and I got my teaching degree in teaching phys ed to middle schoolers. And the Lord brought me to South Korea, of all places, Annyeonghaseyo to our Korean listeners. No, but brought us to South Korea and was able to teach kids English as a second language. And then by His grace, a huge change of path was He led me to Bolivia, South America, to be a missionary teacher on the field there in Bolivia for a year. And the Lord's just been blowing my mind with His purposes, because if you would ask me 20 years ago, I would have been playing in the NBA, but and that didn't work out. But a huge direction from the Lord that only He could do, that I wasn't looking for at all, and a huge blessing, which led me to you and to the work for Ecola too. But
well, you came to me from another person that worked with us, that's still working with us, and you were a teacher, and I was concerned how we were going to mesh your gifts with Ecola's needs, right? And we had a conversation about that, and you were just thankful that you could have a job.
Yes.
You were so grateful because on the review, you said something else to me. Do you remember what that was?
I think it was the offense of, like, Sue gave me a chance when no one else would.
Yeah, that's what you said. You know, and it just is so, I feel blessed and honored that in owning a company, I know you owners of companies out there listening, that sometimes it just seems very, very difficult. And, you know, you're at a place where you don't have many people to talk to, because everybody that you would, that you need to talk, that are, they're talking to you. It's like pastors, you know, it's like everybody has a need, and you're at this direct connect with the Lord. And everybody's expecting you to help them. And when you're in a position of making tough decisions, it's very difficult sometimes. And in business, you have responsibilities for the families that you are employing, because you're not only employing the individual, you're employing their family. And you have a big, big responsibility. And so when you're hiring somebody, you want to be very... I don't want to use the word smart, But you want to be cautious and careful that the hire is going to be a good hire for both parties. You know, I don't want to waste somebody's time, and I don't want that person to waste Ecola's time. So it's really important that we interview and ask the tough questions and the right questions so that we can see if there is a fit. And part of that in ministry or in business is understanding a person's gifts, understanding where their gifts would fit. Now, I have a need at Ecola in my call center because we have a training issue. We have an issue where everybody's kind of doing their own little thing, thinking it's the right thing, which it could be, but we need to be more unified. We need to be more consistent in our call center. And so I had said to Andrew, I said, you know, maybe you can put your teaching hat on to, once you've learned what we do and how we do it, maybe you can help with your teaching gift, help everybody be on the same page. But Andrew, you've done so much more than that in that office. And I'm looking at you and you're smiling like, what, you know, because you can't see him, listeners, but I can see him. And if you saw him, you'd see what a sweet spirit he has. But he is such a stable force, an encouraging force. He's like what somebody that gives kudos. We have this kudos thing because we never get enough attaboys or attagirls. And so we have this kudos thing that we do at the office. And whenever somebody does something good, we want to acknowledge the good, you know, because it's nice to get that. And Andrew's very good at doing this. He gives kudos all the time. I just want to give kudos to so-and-so, and I want to give kudos to so-and-so because that person just helps so much. And it's just so awesome. And what a lesson that is to everybody in the office. You know, actions, right? It's our words. He's using his words, but it took actions because he actually had to think about it and he'd type it. And he's looking for opportunities to encourage, you know, encourager, teacher, encourager. What a wonderful thing. I have scriptures to back up what we're talking about. And one of them is Psalms 119:35. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show after this brief break on 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back from the break. Thank you, Ecola, for sponsoring this show. I'm so grateful and thankful for Ecola to be able to offer this to us. And we're talking with Andrew Bloomfield, and we're talking about his mom, you know, died way too early, and we don't understand why. My dad died way too early, too, and he died of cancer also, Andrew, which you didn't know.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I asked God, why? Why, God? You know, and, you know, it's not for us to understand, really. You know, he understands everything. We don't. But it is our privilege and our honor, our blessing that we can go to him and ask the question, you know, because he says, come to me as children, right? Mm-hmm. And what do children do all the time? Why? It's relentless, the whys. But we can ask the why, and someday maybe we'll know the whys. Mm. But, you know, good things happen even with bad things. You know, there's good that comes out of even bad things. And we don't understand everything. So you had studied to be a teacher, and then you couldn't get a job, right?
I couldn't.
Right.
I was unemployed for 7 months, and I would say outside of mom's going home to be with the Lord, that was one of the most difficult times of my life. And it was very humbling. I mean, asking for people to help or going to church, and they paid for rent, and I borrowed some money. And after this month, by God's grace, I'll be able to pay back everybody that I lent money from. And it was a lot of things. And then I saw a post from a friend and I thought, you know what? You know, I tried any place that would take me. And they said either I was overqualified or that I would leave because of my teaching background and leave to get a teaching job. I'm like, just give me a chance. You know, like, I won't do that. I'm loyal, I promise. But they don't know that. And I wouldn't have hired me either. It was because, you know, they didn't know who I was. But long story short, had an interview at a Cola. It was kind of like an open casting call, open audition kind of thing. And there was 30 people ahead of me. I was the last one interviewed. I'm like, I didn't get this. There's no way. But I'm just sitting there like, Lord, if you want me to do this, I'll do it to the best of my ability. And I met with a gentleman and I felt like it went well, but I had those feelings before. And by God's grace, got the call that night saying, we would love for you to work for us. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And like I told you, Sue, that you gave me a chance when no one else would. I mean, I tried and went on tons of interviews. And for whatever reason, the Lord didn't want me to work there. But he wanted me to work with you at Acola. And I'm forever grateful. I mean, you always have a special place in my heart. And
well, thank you for that. You have a special place in mine, too.
Oh, thank you.
So on the break, Andrew, I had asked you, I said that, you know, we have to think about the listeners and think about what they might be going through. And, you know, if you know, you've learned many things in your short years, because I'm a lot older than you, but in your few years that you've been on this earth, there's been a lot of lessons. You know, you've seen a lot of places and you've experienced a lot of pain and a lot of joy. And, you know, I said, let the Holy Spirit guide you. If you, you know, you do, you have the mic right now and you have the radio station, many stations actually, and you have people listening, what would be the advice you would give the people listening? You know, let's say people are where we were talking about redirecting their lives, you know, what would you say to those people?
Oh, that's a great question. What's humbling is a verse that my mother loved and is on her tombstone, is Jeremiah 29:11, talking about that God knows the plans he has for you. And it's not for anything else, but for your best. And that's one of my life verses, and I kind of stole it from Mom, but I love that verse because you might not know what's happening now. I don't know, as you were saying, I don't know why Mom had to die at such a young age, but I wouldn't be the man that I am today if that hadn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she'll never carry my grandkids or ever watch me walk down the aisle or get married or anything like that, but that doesn't matter. You know. And what matters is that the God of this universe loves me, and I don't understand it, but I want to make sure that I'm faithful to the time he's given me. And that's a huge encouragement, is Jeremiah 29:11. And also that Christ is with you. No matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, wherever you are, God of this universe is with you. And gives you his Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. And that's a huge comfort. As it says in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that was comforting me in Korea, speaking different languages, or Bolivia, or even unemployed for 7 months when I didn't know what was going to happen. The Lord was always with me, even when I was being a knucklehead. But those two verses specifically really encouraged me. And just know that there's hope out there and in Saul by Jesus Christ. But
that's awesome. Thank you. And I just want to tell you that your mother will watch you go down the aisle.
Mm.
And she'll be smiling. She's smiling right now.
Awesome.
You know, my mother's gone too. Mm-hmm. She's been gone for a while. And I used to, we would talk at least once or twice a week. That was kind of relationship because we were distant. But we would talk once or twice a week, or sometimes if I had an issue, I'd call my mom. And she'd say, you know, Susie, it's just a situation where, and I can remember that I was annoyed with her doing that. And now I realize that I would give anything to hear her say that just one mm-hmm. more time. And so, you know, listeners, if you have a mom and you're annoyed, that's okay. And it's natural and normal. But you know what? You're going to love that mom and you're going to miss her when she's gone. So take advantage of the time you have. For dads, too. You know, just take advantage of the time to say, I love you and thank you for what you've done for me. It's important to do that. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA. We're talking about redirecting. That's the whole story of this show, is redirecting. And Andrew's talked about, you know, there's been a lot of redirection in his life, as there is in our lives, you know, and it's all in how we look at it, right? And when I was talking about my navigation system and that it kept telling me to turn when I knew that the address I punched in, that I needed to go straight, Okay, I knew inside my mind, because my programming said that I needed to go straight, but the nav system was telling me that I needed to turn. Okay, what are you listening to? Who are you listening to? This is the key. Okay, who are you listening to? Are you listening to your bad, you know, those recordings that you have in your head that are saying that you're unworthy, that you're not worth anything, that you will never measure up, that you'll never be what you need to be or want to be? Or, you know, are you listening to those voices? Are you listening to what God says? Okay. What are you listening to? What program are you staying programmed with? And God has a direction. He has a path. And He wants to direct your paths. In Psalm 25:4, it says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Psalm 27:11, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies." Proverbs 20:24, "A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way?" You know, there are so many. I think there were 138 when I searched direct, just direct. It could be direct or it could be other things, but directed, directly, but direct. And He wants to direct our path. He's created us for a specific purpose, and we need to fulfill that purpose. Are we going to listen to that bad voice in our head that's telling us what we're not? Or are we going to listen to who we are in Christ? And that's what we need to do. That's what you need to do. That's what I need to do. Okay? And sometimes that takes redirection in our brain, in our thought process, or even in the path in which we are going. Sometimes we have to repent. Sometimes we need to just redirect and go in another direction, because maybe the door is closed and there's a window open. Have you ever heard that? I love when that happens. But sometimes people are going, "Why? Why?" We don't know the why. Just understand there's a window. And He won't give us more than we can handle. Believe me, I know. So, Andrew, you've been redirected, and now you're at Ecola. Okay? You're not in a college. You're not teaching PE. You're not teaching, but you're teaching. You're blooming where you're planted. So now there's another redirection that's going on. First of all, you're on the radio today. How about that? Pretty
crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is now that you've decided, now that you've seen some more of Ecola, is right now, what is your job like? Tell us what your job is at Ecola right now. What are you doing?
So currently what I do is I proofread termite inspection reports.
Uh-huh.
When a gentleman comes to your house and inspects your house and says where or where not the termites are, my job is just to proofread those and make sure that there aren't any spelling mistakes and those kind of things. And I'm tailor-made for that because of your background in teaching and finding little kind of mistakes. And I really enjoy doing that. Just kind of.
Not everybody would enjoy that, Andrew.
Well, I do, and I've been doing it for 7-8 months now. I come into work. I'm like, yes, I get to do that.
And you get overloaded, don't you? I mean, we have a lot of reports that come through, and you've got to get them all done within a very short period of time. So you're under pressure.
I just want to make sure that I honor the Lord and in all things, and make sure that you look good. And the inspectors put a lot of trust in me, and I don't take that very lightly, you know, because this is their license. And
right.
If I mess up and they approve it, then, you know, it's not good for anybody. And
right.
So it's not a small thing. In my mind, I feel like
it's not a small
thing.
It's
very important. And
very important.
Make sure I do it to the best of my ability.
Right. Mm-hmm. But now.
But now.
You went to a company meeting in January. We have a company meeting where we went to Hope Gardens for 2 days, which we've done every year. It's traditional. It was our 13th year. Because I bought the company 13 years ago. And so it was our 13th annual, traditional annual meeting. And it was your first one.
It was.
And tell us about that.
Oh, I loved it from start to finish. It was great to talk to the gentleman that you talked to on email, on phone, and see him in person. And it was a blessing because I was able to learn some of the industry that I hadn't learned already and previously. And a lot of it was on the pest control side, and just hearing just the joy of how our technicians really enjoy what they do. You know, and I ask them, "Do you enjoy doing this, or is it just a paycheck?" And every single one of them, I'm not exaggerating because I strive not to lie, is that they loved doing it, that they woke up and like, yes, I get to go to work. And I know that feeling because A, I like doing that now, but B, being a teacher, you know, it's a blessing to enjoy what you do. That's not always the case in life. You just have to provide for your family or pay bills, and that's great. But it's a blessing to really enjoy what you do. So I really kind of got the urge of, hey, that sounds really, really neat, and got the itch and the bug, if you will, to pursue going out in the field and meeting with customers and kind of pursuing the technician side of the Ecola life. And so by God's grace, hopefully in a couple of weeks or months or as ever long as it takes, I would like to be a technician and help serve people and take care of their termites and pests. And that's a huge redirection because I love being in the office. I love the people I work with. I really, it's like family. And so it's tough because as I think about going on the field, I'm like, no, I'm going to miss so-and-so and them and that. But it's not goodbye. It's just a different redirection and see what the Lord does with that.
Right. And we have a need out in the field because you're going to go to the Oxnard office because we have, you know, multiple offices. And I tell people when they come on board that, you know, if you decide that you want to redirect or relocate, that you can do that and still stay with Ecola. So it's nice that we have multiple offices so that we can cover the needs of our employees, which is great. And now to have you, I think this you're going to be a first to do this.
Really?
Yes. I think you are. Well, no, I think Danny. Danny was one. He didn't stay there very long, but he was in the office because that was the only opening I had, and he wanted in the door, but he always wanted to be outside. Hmm. But you will be okay. You will be the second. All right. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, but, you know, to change over the gifts and to have it go to that section, it's interesting to see how this is going to work out. You know, we do need you to train your replacement, and it's not going to be an easy position to fill. What you do, and especially to have the heart and the responsibility that you place on yourself, you know, it's going to be difficult to fill your shoes. Oh. It is. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to hear, I'm sure, but for me to say.
It is. It's very humbling. You know, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so you're going to go in the field and you're going to learn all you can learn there. And we have a standing joke, if you can call it a joke, in our industry. You know, we're in the pest control termite industry. It's not glamorous. It's not. Okay. And people say, well, how did you get started in this? And everybody in the industry, since I've been in it 32 years, I've asked this question, how did you get started in this business? And nobody, I can tell you, in 32 years, and I interview a lot of people, no one in 32 years has ever said, I woke up one morning and decided this is what I wanted to do for a profession. Unlike, you know, Roland or you, Andrew, who, you know, you decided you wanted to be a teacher, right? You decided and you had to go to school and whatnot. In our industry, nobody gets up one morning and decides this is what I want to do. Okay. Mm. But now you're deciding that you're making this career move. It's still in the same industry, but you're moving into this other career. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen here. It's going to be a lot more athletic for you than sitting in an office. I can tell you that.
Yes. Being a teacher, I got used to doing that. Now I'm used to sitting down. So I got to get in shape.
You know, you really do because it's very hot in those attic. I tell people you could not pay me enough to do what my technicians do because it's a very hard and hot, dirty job. You know, you see dead rats in the attic and you visit spiders and, you know, you're dealing with crawling through attics at, you know, 100 degrees. So it's really hot. So those of you that need a termite inspection or pest control, just understand that, you know, our employees work really hard for what they do. And, you know, we don't take it lightly, do we, at Ecola? We care.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yes. We do. So, Andrew, you know, how long have you been with Ecola?
I'm going on my ninth month.
Ninth month.
Almost a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we give a $100 reward for the person that sent you to us. You know, we have that ongoing incentive program because we're always looking for really good people. So we incentivize by saying if you're an employee and you bring another employee on that stays, that we reward you with $100. So I think that's kind of cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that person got you, got that? You knew that?
I did, yes.
Yeah, and I think he did something special with that, didn't he?
He did.
What did he do?
Oh, he wrote me the nicest letter, and it was all official. And he thanked me for working, which I'm like, hey, I get paid to do it. But and I love this guy. He's a great guy. I go to church with him, and he's a brother in every sense of the word. But he gave me half his money. He said,
isn't that amazing?
That, and I'm like, I try to give it back. He's like, no, like, take it. be humble for once. I'm like, okay. And so that just blew me away. And I love this gentleman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. He's been on the show too. So you're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we're talking to Andrew. And we're talking about redirection. And in our lives, you know, we go through, you know, ups and downs, and I heard from Rick Warren that he explained it like this, that our life is like railroad tracks. it's not always highs and it's not always lows. It's usually you have highs and lows going at the same time. You have your railroad tracks where you have two tracks, and one is your highs and one is your lows. And so what are you putting your time and attention on? Okay, the focus needs to be on the good, and the negatives we need to learn from. Okay, those are little gauges. They're things that say, okay, we need to redirect, or we need to think about how we can make this better. Okay, we are called to be in unity with those around us. And so if it's an issue with a person, then you need to go to the person, you need to talk to the person and see if you can work something out to have a win-win. You know, if it has to do with you personally, look at the person in the mirror, okay? Don't point the finger somewhere else. For every finger you've got pointed this way, there's three pointing back at you, I've heard. So focus on you, because you know what? You can only change you. So focus on you and focus on the attitude, okay? What's the attitude that you have for any given situation? You know, I had someone very close to me say, why is God punishing me? You know, have I really done something that wrong? You know, and my saying to that person and to anybody that feels like you're being punished is, you know, God does discipline us, and he will discipline us, and count that as a blessing. If you're in discipline, if there's things happening, we can't always blame it on God. I got bucked off of a horse and shattered my leg. Do I blame God for that? No, I got on the horse. God didn't throw me on the horse. I decided to get on this stupid horse that should not have been gotten on. Said a word. Anyway, you know, so I'm not going to blame God for that. Okay. But what's the lesson in that? What's the lesson in the things that are happening with you that are less than positive? Learn from it. Even if it's a simple thing like a navigation system, learn from it. Okay. What's the message? I love that word message, because the Bible is a message, right? There's message in the Bible. And we need to listen to God's word. We need to read it. We need to learn it. We need to digest it and apply it. Apply it in our day-to-day life. I have two other, I've got three. Proverbs 4:25, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Isn't that good advice? 2 Thessalonians 3:5, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Isn't that good? And Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. So do we listen to our own voice? Do we listen to other people's voices? Or are we going to listen to God's voice? And how do you hear God's voice? How do you hear God's voice, Andrew? How do you hear him?
I think
put you on the spot.
I love going on prayer walks and just walking and just being quiet. I feel like sometimes life can be so hectic with, you know, family or car noises or even work sometimes. It's nice just to stop and calm down. I know that sometimes silence freaks people out, and for me it does at times, because we're so used to having
noise,
you know, the hustle and bustle and music and fill in the blank. But just being quiet and knowing that he cares for us, that really helps. And he'll put stuff on your heart. One thing that you were saying is that, you know, we're not robots, you know, and that God will definitely use you if you want to be used. I mean, he'll use you however he wants to, but it's so much pain-free for the most part if you just want to be used. And if that takes you to Zimbabwe or if it's in California, just to quiet and then to know that he is God, that definitely is how he speaks to me. I don't know if that answered the question, but
yes, it did. Be still and know that I am God. Mm. The Lord just wanted me to say that. And you know, you saying that reminds me of a story of my son was playing baseball in Little League. Such precious times, those times, you know, it's hustle and bustle with the kids and everything, doing soccer and baseball and cheerleading and whatever you've got going on. Don't overdo with that, parents. But, you know, pick one. You don't have to be in all of it. Just pick one. But I can remember one time specifically that was probably the most close I've ever felt with the Holy Spirit. I was walking in the parking lot, dirty, dry, hot parking lot. And I was just walking and talking with the Lord. And I just felt overflowing with His Spirit. Oh, it was the most amazing feeling. And I'll never forget that as long as I live, just the closeness and His presence just being so there. You know, if you are a churchgoer and you walk in right at the beginning of worship, or you walk in the middle of worship because, man, they sing so long. And, you know, I hear that all the time. And I am saying, man, I don't want to miss a moment of that worship time, that singing time. And sometimes I don't sing. I listen to everybody else singing and I'm praying while they're singing. But I just love to be in that because, you know, be still and know that I am God. It's not quiet, but it's praises to Him. And it's, you know, it's adoring Him and glorifying Him. And what a time of worship, but it's getting you ready to receive what God has for you. So if you are one of those, I'm speaking to you, yes, you. If you are one of those that comes in the middle of worship, as an usher, I can tell you from an usher's point of view, I was always frustrated with those people that came in late because I had to find a seat for you. And, you know, not everybody goes to the center. I don't know why people don't go to the center, but everybody has a special seat that they feel they have to sit in. And it's not always convenient for those that come in late. But you know what? Those people come in late. Maybe they should come in earlier and pick that seat sooner so that they're not inconveniencing other people being Christ-like-minded, right? So I don't know where that came from, but that's where it is. But as an usher, I had a hard time sometimes with those late people. But I know a lot of people, they don't want to come in before, you know, during worship. They want to come in at the end. And I'm saying to you, you're missing it. You're missing a great special time with our Heavenly Father. So get there on time. Be early. Don't be late. What do you think about that, Andrew?
Oh, amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't know where that came from, but it just had to be said. So last minutes, we're at the very close. What do you want to say to those listening? What do you want to say? This is your time, the Lord's time.
There's always hope, you know. I mean, in the highest highs or the lowest lows, God is always there, you know. And go on a prayer walk or two or three, and he's so faithful. That's all I can say. But,
amen. And Andrew, thank you so much for being on the
show.
Thank
you, Sue. Thank you so much.
It's a blessing.
Definitely is.
Bye now, and be a blessing to someone each and every day. And you don't have to look far to make a difference in this world.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.